Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Indonesia today lifted controls on imports of soybeans and decided to suspend a 5% duty import to tackle inflation and keep check on rising food prices. Soybeans are used to make tempura and tofu, a staple food for millions of Indonesians. Indonesia, Southeast Asia's largest soybean importer, buys about 2 million metric tons of soybeans, or 70% of its annual demand from the U.S. and South America each year. Agricultural groups such as the National Farmers Union, National Milk Producers Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and American Soybean Association are calling on House leaders to name conference folk for the farm bill as soon as possible. For people in agriculture, the narrow victory for House Republicans now at least ensures that the House and Senate will move to conference negotiations over a new five-year farm bill. House Speaker John Boehner, a Republican from Ohio, said before the vote yesterday that he expects to name conferees as soon as we can. The Senate bill cuts less than $4 billion from the food stamp program over 10 years. The House version cuts $39 billion. That's one of several issues that the conference committee will have to work its way through in the days ahead. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,568. It's down 5 points. The NASDAQ, 3,236, up 4.5. The S&P 500, 1,716, down 0.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Pockets of significant rain occurred overnight last night as a cold front cut through the heart of the Midwest. That moisture will likely be absolutely beneficial for most of the wheat planting that will take place over the next few weeks, and will also help some of the very latest of the immature soybean and corn crops. However, it's getting pretty late in the season for those summer crops to fully benefit from the moisture, but it's still a positive step, and obviously further reiterates the point that most of the stress that has been so serious across soybean country in recent weeks, it continues to abate. We will expect to see rain today from Michigan and Ohio and Indiana back into the lower Mississippi River Basin. The heaviest rains will certainly be in the Delta region. The lower Mississippi Basin is going to see 1 to 3 inch amounts of rainfall, with some local totals getting upwards to 4 or even 4.5 inches. A lot of that will be on the west side of the Delta, but we will see significant amounts of moisture there. The precipitation event should diminish greatly before getting into the southeastern part of the U.S., and rain totals in the lower eastern Midwest will likely run mostly a couple tenths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch, with some local amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches. Again, this will be focused from southern or southeastern Illinois into Ohio, maybe catching a small part of southeastern Michigan. The precipitation in the rest of the Midwest will be pretty much non-existent as we go forward through the weekend. We will expect to see a generally dry pattern maybe prevailing all the way into the middle part of next week. We'll expect temperatures also to rebound fairly well after a brief cool-off this weekend. The majority of temperatures across the Midwest are expected to cool down to something much more seasonable for this time of the year, which should be 60s in the north and 70s in the south, and that's pretty much what we'll be seeing over these next 2 or 3 days. There will be an opportunity for low temperatures at night to get cool enough for a little bit of frost to develop across the uppermost parts of the Midwest, in particular the Red River Basin of the north tomorrow morning. Portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota will see the temperatures dipping down into the 30s, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of very light freezes in the northeast corner of North Dakota or northern parts of Minnesota. Overall, though, none of the summer crops are going to be seriously impacted. We did see frost and freezes occur this morning in the northwest corner of North Dakota, northeastern Montana, and northward into Saskatchewan, Canada. And some of the freezes were significant to end the growing season in Canada, but in the U.S., most of the freezes were very light, and frost was primarily the bottom line. We don't expect any threat of crop-damaging cold in the heart of the U.S. Midwest at all for the next week to maybe 10 days. Some of the models are trying to suggest colder weather in the first days of October, but we'll continue to watch it closely rather than making a commitment at this point. The models are not being consistent enough with the event for us to feel confident with any kind of forecast right now. The precipitation potentials in the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook will increase somewhat, but we only expect a couple of cool fronts to cut through the region, something that would be considered to be relatively normal for this time of the year. The bottom line is a very good environment for drying across the Midwest here this weekend and through the middle part of next week, with harvesting likely to get back underway in a full swing manner. We'll expect to see the high temperatures cooling in the 60s and 70s in the next 2 days, and then turn riding around and getting back into the 70s and lower 80s for a big part of the work week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading on this Friday morning. In Kansas City, well, not Kansas City, it's at Chicago, but it is the hard red winter wheat contract for December, 6.95 and three quarters, down 6 1/4. March hard red at $7 and three quarters, down 6 1/4. Soft December wheat is 6.51 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. March 6.62, down 5 1/2. December corn 4.54 1/4, down 5 1/4. July 4.82, down 4 3/4. November soybeans 13.20 1/4, down 19 1/4. They've been as low today as 13.13. July 12.74 1/4, down 19 1/2. October soybean meal 4.16, down 5.60. October soybean oil 42.35, down 36. October live cattle 125.90, down 2 1/2. September feeders 157.17 1/2, up 2 1/2. October lean hogs are 89.90. They are down 125. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
All that pent-up bear energy is on the marketplace in the soybean pit today.
Yeah, probably the beans are a little bit of the main focus here this morning. I think we got down and filled that gap yesterday, and the question was, would we bounce off that or would we continue through it? And we're continuing through it, and it seems like the funds are kind of jumping on here. We were talking earlier, I kind of see this 1320 area on November is about 38% retracement, and then 1285 is 50% retracement. And I think we, you know, that's probably the number there, that 1285, somewhere in there, that we could go down to. But we've got tight enough supplies. I think that's probably pretty solid support in that area.
And then we'll see what the market is made of if we do get down that point for a potential, I would have supposed, rally up after harvest.
Yeah, and I think next week we're going to see the harvest momentum pick up. You know, I think we're going to see some more beans get going here. I was surprised last night on our trip. Went up to Mazan last night, and, you know, there's a lot more beans maybe ready than what I thought as we were traveling there. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see that pick up, and, you know, it'll partially depend on what, you know, kind of reports are coming out of the country. So far the yields have been pretty good coming out with the early beans, it seems like.
Your thoughts on corn today?
I think corn just kind of going to be a follower here with the soybeans. If you see the beans rally, I think you see corn rally. But we're just kind of sitting here in this 450 area as support, and we're probably going to go down and test our August lows at some point here.
445 and three quarters, the August 13 daily low.
Right.
If we blow through that at some point, what's the next stopping point below there?
Well, I guess I would probably put you at 4 1/4 there, but until we do, you know, I mean, really the 490 here is still in play, you know, from a technical standpoint, it looks to me like. until we, you know, go through our August lows. So we're just kind of trading the back and forth here range, and it's going to be interesting to see once the premiums are gone, which they are mostly here in Illinois now, whether the farmer continues to sell or not.
I guess we will see what the trade is made of when we move harvest to Iowa and Minnesota and see what those two states have for
us. That's right. I think that's probably the next key. We got a very important report out a week from Monday on the stocks report, and we'll see harvest continue to pick up here. Although it's interesting how we've done some harvest, but it really isn't like it's going full bore yet, and that may continue for a little while. It may not pick up as fast as we think it's going to.
Well, now that there's no quick ship premium, producers probably say let it dry in the field.
And I had an example of that this morning, guy I talked to, where they'd taken away the half price drying and they hadn't gotten one load of corn in, you know, at all yesterday, where they were pretty busy the day before. So.
Thank you, Bill.
Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current take in the marketplace: December corn, 454 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. July, 481 3/4, down 5. November soybeans, 1317, now 16 3/4, now a half, down 23. July, 1271 3/4, down 22. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.